views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, the Truth is Funny radio program created by Colette. She's doing her normal work of traveling around the globe. She's in Germany, teaching and working with others. And it is my honor and pleasure to host her today while she's away. I'm the creator of Energetic Well-Being Process, which is focused on quickly clearing symptoms. And as my guest today, there's Judith Morales. Hello, Judith.
Good morning.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, like you, I am very, and Colette, I'm very involved in energetic shifting to make weakness is strong, and thereby to clear or delete whatever is troubling people. And my qualifications for that include 15 years of UN Energetics. I'm the only certified master instructor in Texas for UN Energetics. And in addition to that, I'm on the ARE list. I believe I'm the only one in Texas, and that is the Edgar Cayce Foundation of Association for Research and Enlightenment. And affiliated with that group, I am the only field-tested intuitive in Texas. I believe I'm still the only one. In addition to that, I have so many other energetic healing slash change techniques, all of which I've achieved a mastery certification in, including Jin Shin Jitsu, Matrix Energetics, Reiki Master Teacher, quantum entrainment, and on and on and on, and neuro-linguistic programming. So I'm well-versed in nearly every energetic technique going and coming. And of course, they all fit together to form the composite of who I am and add to the background and experience that contribute to making total energetic changes for people. So I'm thrilled and honored to join you today in this endeavor.
And Judith and I have known and worked with each other for quite a while.
Yeah, about 20 years, actually.
Yeah, we're getting there. And we're going to start off the program today explaining a little bit about how symptoms clear and how we get help people to support what they want. We would also love to hear from you, which we will probably do after the first commercial break. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Well, people often ask, how does this energy work work? How does it clear away symptoms? And there's a couple of ways we like to talk about it. First of all, I like to use the parallel that comes from quantum physics, which is when quantum physicists began to understand very small particles, they figured out a way to observe them and were quite surprised to find that the actual observation caused the particles to change. So in other words, if they were observing a particle, it would disappear and become an identical particle 4 billion miles out in space, or it would change from a particle to a wave, or if they observed a wave, it would change to a particle. So it's the active observation. Now, they don't know why that works. And sometimes we don't know why the clearing works. We just know it does by the act of observation. Another way of saying that, too, is we help people find their truth, and that's the truth that sets them free. Would you add anything to that, Judith?
Well, you're absolutely right, of course. And Bruce Lipton very clearly explained in his book, The Biology of Belief, how our thoughts impact directly and instantaneously the body. We don't always recognize that the body's being impacted by our thoughts, reactions, feelings, intensity of any kind of emotion, but it is. And now more and more, quantum physics and actually other branches of physics are beginning to find ways of documenting and proving that. So the bottom line is, whatever's manifested in the physical body, it's not a physical cause. So we have to look for where it is, delete that, strengthen it and delete it, and then normalcy appears again. It's really bordering on miraculous.
Well, and as those who have heard me on the call before, remember my favorite way of talking about what's happening with our thoughts is that we go from being strong to 90% of our thoughts when we're 5 years old, but the average for adults is only 20%. So that means anytime we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, judging others, overguarding, overprotecting, we are causing our energy to go weak. And eventually, I mean, any one of those times is small, but when you accumulate them over days, weeks, months, a lifetime, we get energy blocks. And that's when we get symptoms. And I think of those energy blocks like a wave. And again, the observation of them causes that wave to go away. You see, another way of saying it is, the biggest paradox about us human beings is that we don't support what we say we want, and we don't let go what we say we don't want. And when we're doing the work, we're turning that around. So we let go of what we say we don't want, and we support what we say we want.
That's an excellent way of explaining it, Leroy.
Yes, and by the way, we do have a person on the line. Mary, are you there? Hello, Mary, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Hi. Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes. Hello?
There, that's better. So, okay. Mary from Massachusetts, what is it that you would like to work on?
I'd like to work on the solar plexus area.
And what are you experiencing with it?
Well, I have a lot of fear that I deal with in my life and a lot of intestinal issues.
Okay. And when you talk about the fears on a scale of 10, how much are those fears, with 10 being the most, how much are those fears bothering you?
I probably live in a state of an 8 fear.
Uh-huh. How old are you?
60.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been feeling these fears?
Ever since I can remember.
All right. Okay.
My whole life.
Yeah. And, of course, if we talk about your desired state, what would you like to be experiencing? How would you describe that?
I would like to be experiencing to be free of fear.
Okay, let's put that into a positive sense, because we don't want to have fear in your desired state. Suppose we talked about calm and confident and self-assurance. Would that get it?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and Leroy, into that, I would add trust that life is good, that the future is good, that the universe is predisposed in our favor.
Okay, so Judith, what are you getting now in terms of what's underlying cause for what's bothering Mary? And we have about 2 minutes before the break. Let's see what we get just before.
Okay, I'll go very quickly. The first thing that came up is just overthinking in this lifetime. And then she's brought with her, or Mary, let me address you directly because you are present. Yes. You've brought with you the fears of other lifetimes, and whether reincarnation exists or not, the fact is that we tap into the fears of our ancestors. We tap into, we are connected to the fears or whatever we're experiencing of people around us moving from the family outward, 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 like that wave Leroy talked about, to include larger and larger groups. So at this particular time in our country, especially, there's a tremendous amount of fear due to the elections, due to so much politically that's going on, so much economically that's going on. So anywhere you look in the world around all of us right now, there's a tremendous amount of fear. It's actually rampant. So it's almost impossible not to pick up on that. So what I'm doing is, first of all, go ahead.
Hold on. We will work on this during the break. Don't go away, Mary. We'll be right back to you.
Okay.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hello, we are back on The Truth is Funny with Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan, who is traveling. My contact information is ewbp.com, 508-375-6452. And my guest today is Judith Morales. Judith, what's your contact information?
My website is judithmorales.com. And my email is judith@judithmorales.com. My phone number is 956-542-4620.
Okay, and on we started working with Mary from Massachusetts before the break. We continued to work with you, Mary. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, Mary, when I look at and check body, mind, spirit for you, I get spirit is weak. We want to separate these three things and make you strong to body, to mind, and spirit, and also make them equal. And then we're going to combine them and make them strong and equal as well. So I want to ask you now, when you think of feeling fear, and your solar plexus, is it still an eight?
Right now, I don't feel it, no.
Okay.
Does that mean it's at a zero?
At the moment, it would probably be at a zero, only because I feel safer at the moment. But normally, my normal being is not to feel that way.
Right. But the purpose of doing this is because what's become normal for you is not normal, and your new normal is now zero. So if you can be zero for 1 second, and you've already demonstrated that, you can be zero permanently.
See, Mary, when you say my normal is fear, that's a mistaken identity. And what we want to clear away, it feels like you've got about 1, 2, 3, 4 mistaken identities. We want to clear everything you've ever heard and learned about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. There's about 6,000 of those. Also, all the warnings you bought into about what can harm you, there's about 5,000 of those. All that you bought into about degeneration and aging, that's about 1,000. We're going to deprogram all those. Just deprogram them right off your brain's computer. And we're going to reprogram.
It's like we just delete them. We highlight and delete, hit the delete button. So they're gone.
Yeah. And then we're going to reprogram to the true self that you, the highest self that you. Okay. What are you noticing now, Mary?
Well, it's, like I said, at the moment, I feel okay.
All right. Well, that's where we'll go from now. Normally, on a radio program like this, we go far enough so that people feel a shift. You know, in a normal session, that we would probably work with someone with this kind of a symptom for an hour, but we'll be strengthening you to keep feeling this for a long, long time. Thank you for being on the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we have another caller, Mark from Atlanta. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, how you doing, Leroy and Judith?
Good morning.
Good. Yes, today is my birthday. I just turned 45, and I wanted to strengthen myself to be strong to this age, and especially in the area of relationships and money and finances.
Well, first, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you're an Aries.
Oh, no, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you're Pisces. That's right. I forgot where we were in the middle of the month. Okay. That's because I'm an Aries.
So what would you like to be experiencing, Mark?
Well, I want to experience more abundance. I want to have a career with more money, and also I want to have fulfilling relationships.
You know what, Mark? You're saying that you want more money, and actually your energy is weak to more money, and money is weak to you because it's a two-way flow. So even though you want it, this is an example of where when Leroy talked about we don't support what we want, you're only supporting this about 20 to 30%, and that varies. So the first thing we need to do is delete all those weaknesses to get you to your desired state. And then the other thing I was getting when you mentioned your age is we need to go back about 10 years and delete all the weaknesses accruing, particularly the last 10 years, and then take you into the strengths of the short term, the intermediate, and the long term future for abundance. And in your relationships, I also see weaknesses everywhere, not just from you to everybody that you're wanting to relate to, but from them to you. So we need to strengthen those weaknesses just in the flow between relationships.
And what are you noticing now, Mark?
I am feeling a little calmer about the situation. I had a little anxiety at first, but it feels a little calmer.
Yeah, see, the other thing I'm picking up is that you bought into degeneration and aging as well as mm-hmm. you get older.
Right.
You see, Mark, our natural state is energy and wellness and vitality. But because we've gotten so much of our lives to the point where our energy is going weak to it, we've forgotten that. And so one of the things let's strengthen you for is to get you stronger and more fit in all ways as you get older.
Okay.
And not only that, but you're halfway between 40 and 50, and you have a belief that 50, forget it. You're over the hill. If you haven't achieved what you want to achieve by the time you're 50, it ain't gonna happen, honey. And that is simply not true. So let's strengthen you also just for getting better and better and better every single year in every possible way. And I felt a big shift with that one.
What are you feeling, Mark?
Yes, I felt the shift with that one too.
Good, good.
Okay, so Mark, when you think about your future of abundance, so much more than you've ever imagined, relationships that are joyous and happy in every possible context, every possible way. And you think of yourself as just being free, happy, abundant, living your life purpose. How does that seem to you?
It feels more possible now.
Okay, well, we want to make it not just possible. We want to make it probable and definite.
Okay.
Okay, so we just shifted that. Now, think about that again.
Okay, yeah, that feels stronger, definitely.
Okay, does it feel 100% strong? No, it's only 85% strong. I'm answering. That was a rhetorical question, I guess.
<It's funny laughs>
I didn't intend
that,
it to be, but I guess it was. So let's get you to 100% strong, to infinite okay. potential, to infinite time. There we go. Okay, so how's that feeling?
That feels much better, much better.
All right, so you're expecting now to have what in your life?
Well, more abundance and fulfilling relationships, and things just working out for the best.
Absolutely.
The other thing I'm picking up, Mark, is there a little too much heaviness and seriousness, so we're going to clear that away. And also, let's strengthen you to be joyful and having more fun in your life. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds much better, yeah.
Leroy, you read my mind. I wonder why.
Well, I'm an Aries, too.
And Leroy and I have worked together so long that we most of the time are on the same wavelength.
Okay. Mark, when I talk about stronger and more fit in all ways as you get older, that's not an academic statement for me. I'm going to be 84 on April 12th.
Woohoo!
Wow.
And I'm doing really well because I've been clearing and having friends like Judith help me clear to keep getting stronger and more fit. So,
and you know what? I'd like to add something in here that Leroy probably won't say, but that his doctors are totally amazed. He does go to doctors occasionally just so they can tell him how wonderful he is. But the truth is, he is exceptionally strong and fit, not just for his age, but for any age. This is a guy who started doing Tai Chi at what age, Leroy?
Oh, it was about 15 years ago.
Wow. He started Tai Chi then.
And so, I actually did it for about 9 years. I do regular exercise every morning, and I'm now starting to do yoga sun salutations, which are really great as well.
Oh, and that is totally awesome. Well, anyway, Mark, back to you. So when you think of your future of getting 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, how's that feel?
I feel stronger now.
Okay, so it doesn't feel like you're going to get worse with time. It feels like you're going to get better with time?
Definitely better with time. I just hope I can keep this energy strong, because a lot of times when I do, I have done some energy shifts in the past, and I get strong, and then I get back weak. So I want to be...
Well, but you know what? Consistent. That's because you haven't had us work on you before. You're awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mark, for being on the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to go for a break. I'm Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan with Judith Morales as my guest. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic. Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come on, Selecta.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide, I see.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Stephan on Transformation Talk Radio with my guest, Judith Morales. Call if you want an opportunity to experience how clearing away life issues can help shift your life. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. We also have another person waiting on the phone. Roberta, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Roberta from Vancouver. What's going on with you, Roberta?
I have a problem with my right foot, putting my weight on my heel, and it's swollen on top.
And how long have you had this?
A couple of weeks.
And what happened? Did something happen to trigger this?
No, I didn't injure it, or I have no idea why I have it.
Aha. And are you feeling any pain?
When I put my weight on it?
Yeah.
It's very painful.
Put some weight on it now, please, and tell us how much pain from on a scale of 10 being the most.
About 8.
About 8, okay. And what would you like to be experiencing, Roberta?
I'd like to be able to dance.
Yay, that's a good one. So let's also add to your desired state again. Oh, by the way, how old are you?
63.
Uh-huh. So we also want to add for being stronger and more fit in all ways as you get older as well. Judith, what are you getting?
Well, actually, at a physical level, this is an accumulation of toxins and waste that didn't make it through the exit portals at the bottom of the feet. And actually moving on up at the groin level or the genital level, it didn't make it through those exit points. So it's the accumulation of toxins moving from the top of the head all the way down. And they just did not escape through any of the exit portals at an energetic level. And what I'm seeing there, and by the way, I am a medical intuitive also, and where I've had imaging, where I've been able to get imaging to verify what I see, 99% of the time I'm accurate. Actually, I think 100% of the time I'm accurate, but I say 99 just to give myself 1% of leeway. But at any rate, what I'm seeing is the accumulation of waste products and little granular type things at the base of the heel. And so that whole area is just not experiencing the lymphatic flow that needs to be there. It's not experiencing the cardiovascular flow, and it's not experiencing the meridian flow. So all those flows are blocked right there. So the first thing we're going to do is remove all those blockages, congestion, and stagnation of energy and make the feet totally equal and even from the toes to the ankles on up, and then on the bottoms of the feet, particularly to the heels, we're going to get the lymph flow there to break up and dissolve those little granule thingies, get them out. And again, strengthen and open all the exit portals. And I'm seeing stuff just pour out of there. So just with that, what are you noticing?
I noticed that the right foot is lighter and my hearing is better.
Awesome. And how about the swelling?
No, I don't feel that.
When you put weight on it, how much pain are you feeling now?
About a three.
So that's a significant difference. So the next thing I'm going to do is connect that heel strongly to the spinal cord, the spinal cord to the heel and the foot, and make sure both feet, again, are equally connected to the spinal cord and the spinal cord's communicating with them so that they can become equal and even. So they're strong to being equal and even. And then we need to move from your feet all the way up your body and make all pairs of twos equal and even and remove, again, all congestion, stagnation, blockage of energy. Strengthen your central nervous system.
And 100%
fitness.
I thought it was perhaps because Roy had asked me if anything happened lately. It's I've had to make a lot of decision about changes, and I didn't find it easy.
Well, Roberta, what you see in this work, we don't really have physical and health issues. What we have are life issues. And I want to ask you, our symptoms have intelligence. And when I think of heal, it feels like there's about two people who have acted towards you. You feel like they've been a heal. Is that right?
Yes, and it would be accurate, two of them.
Okay. The other aspect of that is digging your heels in an attempt to maintain your own sense of stability and groundedness and connectedness, and it hasn't worked so well because you're feeling as if you're just being moved along the wave of change, and it's uncomfortable for you because you haven't initiated it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we're deleting all of that and the effect and cumulative effect of all of those things that both of us have mentioned and about 10,000 other things right now, this instant. So how's that feeling?
I feel much better.
Okay, can you walk on that heel, put some pressure on it, and let us know where the pain level is? Let us know that it's down to zero.
Pardon me?
Let us know that it's down to zero.
The pain is virtually gone, and the swelling is down. The swelling is better than what it was.
Doesn't that seem pretty miraculous to you?
Yes.
Okay, so when you think about your future of adapting to changes, making changes, being forced into changes, initiating changes, just changes, period, because everything in life changes every second. We just don't recognize it. So nothing is static. Everything is dynamic. Every cell in your body is constantly in motion. The universe around you is constantly in motion. Everything is changing. So we can either go with that flow and stay strong and healthy and fit, or we can resist it because of our thinking, our misinterpretation, misunderstandings. Then we create resistance, and guess what that causes? Pain.
So we're also, by the way, going to get you neutral, Roberta, to everybody treating you like a heel forever, and neutral to everybody treating you beautifully and support you and comfort you. Let's get you neutral both ways.
And we also have to clear the other aspect of that, of any time where you intentionally or unintentionally have made anyone else feel like a heel, known or unknown. There you go. So what are you noticing now?
The swelling is really minimal. Gone down quite a bit. Yeah, I can dance.
Yay!
And let's make you strong to dancing through life.
And we want you to be very happy dancing as well.
Right. So when you think of dancing through life and dancing through your changes, how does that feel?
It's like when you said that, it's like the wind touched my face.
And you have like, wings, you know, on your feet, right?
When you whirl around, the air would circulate. Well, that's how it felt. Or maybe a butterfly kissed me.
Ooh, awesome. And imagine that you just have wings on your feet and your shoulders as well, so that you can literally just dance and fly through all of life's experiences.
All right. It's time for us to take a break. Thank you, Roberta, for being on the call. We wish you the very best. We'll be back right after the break.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones, travel the world, live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof, hosting for Colette Steffen on Transformation Talk Radio. Colette is traveling and working in Germany, so it's my pleasure, and I thank her for asking me to host. And also, my guest today is Judith Morales. My contact information, you can email to info@ewbp.com. Or call 508-375-6452. Judith, please share your contact information.
Email is judith@judithmorales.com. Phone number is 956-542-4620. And website is judithmorales.com.
It is our pleasure to connect with you today. We want to help empower you to understand how life issues create our symptoms and also how we can quickly clear them away. And we have another caller on the line. It's Raul from Seattle. Raul, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, friends.
Hello. What's going on with you, Raul?
My last name is also Morales. I like the way Judith says Morales. I've been having digestion issues and malabsorption for a long time. I think we even talked about that, about this a while back. And also malabsorption and some prostate issues as well. So it seems like I have a lot of things going on in my lower part of my body. So I wonder if you can help me with that.
How old are you, Raul?
I am 46 years young.
Are you married and have kids?
No kids, no woman.
Well, that's your problem.
I'm on the... I know.
Raya, when you say digestive issues, you're talking about your stomach, your intestines.
I think it's a little bit everything. When I eat, my digestive system, there's a little bit of a growl. You know, I don't absorb the food completely. I can't get any weight.
Well, see, again, when you think of life issues, for example, when we talk about if there's trouble chewing, it's what are we having trouble getting our teeth into, swallowing, what is it our life we don't want to swallow in more. If it's around digestion, it gets at what is it in your life that you're not digesting well? What are the life issues? It feels like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things going on in your life that you're not digesting well. Right. Does that make any sense to you?
I think so. You know, I'm trying to process it, I guess. You know, try to keep... I will say yes. There are some things that I can't necessarily digest that I'm not happy about.
Raul, another way of saying that is simply that there are things in life going on with you that you're not assimilating. And one of them has to do with that feeling of being alone. You don't have a strong enough support system. You don't have what most people call a normal life, because those things are absent from your life. And the other aspect that I'm picking up on immediately is almost a sense of futility, a sense of what for. And you're not communicating that in your voice so much, not in the quality of your voice. It's just in your energy field, I'm picking up that sense of futility. And so life, therefore, is just hard to assimilate. Mm-hmm. Does that make
sense? I agree. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Now,
yes, it does. Makes a lot of sense.
And, Ryo, part of this work, again, is to get to neutral. And to get there, we have to find out what's bothering you the most. So what is it? What's the worst thing that can happen if you keep not digesting these parts of life? What's the worst thing that can happen?
I won't have the energy to do the things that I want to do, like actually live life.
Okay, so not living life. So what's worse than that?
Not having a life.
Not having a life. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of experience, reaction, issues coming up. Let's just wipe those off your hard drive.
And there's also a huge conflict, Raul, about having a life physically, technically, but not having a life in any other way. So that conflict is creating actually the assimilation / digestive / elimination issues. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so we're deleting all of that and making you strong to that deletion and making you strong to having a life, a wonderful, joyous, abundant life in every possible way.
What is the best thing that could happen in your life, Raul?
I can get anything I want, the house, the wife, the kids, the cars, the joy, everything.
All right. We're going to get you neutral to that as well. See, we have to get neutral to what we want because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. And these reactions cause more digestive issues. So we're going to get you strong to being neutral, to having everything in your life that you've ever wanted.
And we also need to make you completely neutral to the passage of time because you're feeling like life is passing you by, that it's just too late to have those things. It's like the ship's already sailed, and that's not true.
So what are you noticing now, Ryo?
Can you repeat that, please?
What are you noticing now? How are you feeling now?
I actually felt like some kind of a peace of calmness to cover my body and kind of settle.
That's what we call a shift.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you for being on the call. We wish you the very best.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you so much, Jesus. I appreciate it so much.
De nada.
Okay. And we have Elizabeth on the phone from Virginia. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes.
What's going on with you, Elizabeth?
Hi. Well, I'm having a lot of shoulder pain and neck pain. And I could legitimately say it's probably from working very hard in the yard. But it doesn't heal, so then that leads me to suspect that there may be some other issues underlying the physical aspects.
Okay, Elizabeth, I'm sorry. We're much further along than I realized. I'm going to do one clearing for you. It feels like there's about one, two, three, four things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. Is that correct?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so let's get you neutral to all of your life being a big pain in the neck and a weight upon your shoulders, and you're never able to bear up on it. And let's get you also neutral to life always being flowing, happy, light, flow and light and freedom. Let's get you strong for that.
And neutral to putting your shoulder to the grindstone without results.
Say that again, please.
To putting your shoulder to the grindstone without results.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I have so many ideas, and choosing what to do is difficult, and then having the physical strength to follow through with it. And then sometimes I do follow through, and there always seems to be a next step I didn't think of. So maybe that relates to what you said. Yes?
All right, Elizabeth, we're going to wish you the very best. And
thank you.
We're going to thank everybody for being on the show. You can reach Colette at www.thetruthisfunny.com or on the Truth is Funny Facebook page. This is Leroy Maloof and Judith thanking you for being on the show. We wish everybody a fantastic day and a great springtime. Anything else you want to say, Judith?
and may you be strong to all of your weaknesses.
Wonderful. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you very much.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos. Joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.